you've likely never heard of a kinetic sculpture race. Neither had I, and I had no idea what it was. But it's just one of the interesting events held here. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Get your auction voice ready. Ready to bid on a Timpty Super Hopper grain trailer at the Farm Progress Show. You can also bid on an Encirca Pro-Level package, a Thunder Power Tarp, a VIP trip to the 2018 Commodity Classic, and more. Bid online or in person at the DuPont Pioneer booth. The auction starts Thursday, August 31st at 1 p.m. Central. Proceeds go to the National FFA Foundation and state FFA associations. Register to bid at pioneer.com/chrome. That's pioneer.com/QROME.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Maury Lauren is the executive director of the Port Townsend Main Street program. This is a unique town on Puget Sound, northwest of Seattle.
We have eclectic events. We have events that happen here that don't happen anywhere else. And in Port Townsend, we really celebrate our waterfront and our history and our connection to the waterfront.
You'll find hiking, biking, and kayaking, but this town is one you need to see in order to truly understand all the things that make it one of a kind.
There's a huge surge in interest in culinary tourism, and in Port Townsend, you can just eat your way from one end of town to the other and uptown and along Sims Way, so you can just have so much fun with food.
You may say, lots of towns have great food to sample. Perhaps, but we doubt anyone else has a steampunk festival.
It's the future, is it would have been powered by steam, so you see people, and they're very passionate, and they're dressed in really unusual outfits that are Victorian, but in another dimension.
And then there's the Port Townsend Kinetic Sculpture Race.
It's hard to explain, but it's basically human-powered vehicles that you create, and they need to be able to survive the float test. They need to be able to go in the water, they need to be able to go on the land, and they need to be able to go through the dismal mud bog out at the fairgrounds. And they all have different themes, and people dress up in very wild outfits.
It's truly a town with some very unusual, yet very popular events. But one of the biggest draws involved a race that will take days or even weeks. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Andrew McRae.